What is the larger purpose of including these challenging questions in national exams if students are not taught in school how to answer them? Could it inadvertently become a sorting mechanism to identify students with the most resources to get the best tuition?
The higher order questions, the challenging questions, are included partly because there are students who can deal with them and who then need their cognitive abilities, their academic abilities, assessed correctly. And if you didn't include the higher order questions, the more challenging questions, those students who would be able to cope with these questions would not have their abilities adequately assessed and then would not be adequately served by the PSLE. The PSLE does not emphasize rote learning or test-taking skills. To prepare students for the future, schools also design co-curricular programs, applied learning programs, character and citizenship education lessons, and leadership opportunities to nurture students' 21st century competencies. While not all of these competencies, such as collaboration skills and inventive thinking, can be measured through a single exam, they are developed in the course of learning the curriculum. Our teachers use a range of pedagogies, such as inquiry-based, collaborative, and experiential learning, to facilitate students' learning. We are heartened that international benchmarking studies, like the Trends in International Mathematics and Science study, have found that our primary school students are adept in reasoning and applying concepts and skills to navigate non-routine situations and solve more complex problems.